This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to rally behind his plan for fighting the coronavirus pandemic this winter. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Experts say cases will keep rising.
So we need to be ready.
On a visit to the National Institutes of Health, the president laid out a five-part plan focused on booster shots and testing.
It doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns,
which he says should unite Americans who have too often been divided through the pandemic. The president's urging the 100 million eligible Americans who have not yet been boosted to get the extra shot. He's also tightening testing requirements for people coming to the U.S. and wants to require private insurers to cover the cost of at-home COVID-19 tests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has passed a stopgap spending bill Thursday night that avoided a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th after leaders defused a partisan standoff over federal vaccine mandates. Earlier in the day, congressional leaders announced that they had finally reached agreement to keep the government running for 11 more weeks, generally at current spending levels, while adding $7 billion to aid Afghanistan evacuees. Once the House voted to approve the measure, senators soon announced an agreement that would allow them to vote on it quickly. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the bipartisan effort to avoid a government closure.
I appreciate the work of my colleagues from both sides of the aisle, including Leader McConnell, to reach this point. The good bipartisan work that produced this agreement will give appropriators in both parties and in both chambers time to reach a comprehensive agreement on appropriations by February the 18th of next year.
The measure now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Migrants seeking to enter the United States will again have to stay in Mexico as they await immigration hearings, as the Biden administration reluctantly announced plans Thursday to comply with a court order and accept conditions set out by Mexico for resuming the Trump-era policy. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration had no choice but to reinstate the program for now.
We are in a situation where we're under a court, abiding by a court ruling. And so that is what we are working to implement at this point in time.
Mexico's foreign relations secretary said Mexico would allow returns beginning next week in light of U.S. concessions for humanitarian reasons and for temporary stays. Revival of the Remain in Mexico policy comes under a court order, even as the Biden administration maneuvers to end it in a way that survives legal scrutiny. The separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine has the United States and Russia exchanging warnings. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
We have deep concerns about Russia's plans for renewed aggression against Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made those comments seated alongside the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov ahead of a meeting in Stockholm. Moscow insists it has no intention of invading Ukraine, but Blinken warned,
if Russia decides to pursue confrontation, there will be serious consequences.
The Kremlin accuses Ukraine of increasingly provocative action, and Lavrov warned against any further NATO expansion eastward, saying the West is playing with fire when it argues that Russia doesn't have a say in NATO plans. I'm Ben Thomas.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week, even though the U.S. job market has been rebounding from last year's coronavirus recession. The Labor Department reported jobless claims climbed by 28,000 to 222,000 from the previous week's 52-year low of 194,000. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week up and down movement, fell below 239,000, a pandemic low. Overall, 2 million Americans were receiving traditional jobless benefits for the week that ended November 20th. That was down by 107,000 from the week before. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.82%, the S&P gained 1.42%, the NASDAQ rose by 0.83%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.